Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Oh, g'day, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's very good.
Sun's out.
Yeah, sun's out. It was meant to be average, but, you know, it's nice right now, so that's good.
What is average, though, when you think about it?
Oh, big question.
There you go. Maybe next week.
Straight in off the philosophical bat.
Right. Stonehenge today.
Stonehenge.
This is for you, Rachel, because we
talked
about this a little bit last week. I'll first start saying off, it's amazing to me that really old stuff is still being discovered.
Yeah, that's amazing, It is. Yeah.
In this day and age, it's still been discovered. Now, a mysterious monument has been discovered thanks to remote sensing, which is the scanning of the Earth by satellite.
Okay.
Ah. It's very close to Stonehenge, and over the last decade, archaeologists collected an enormous amount of data from around 18 square miles of landscape around Stonehenge. The site features at least 20 shafts, which measure nearly 10 metres in diameter and just over 5 metres deep.
So this is like near Stonehenge.
Stonehenge is almost within it.
Okay.
It's all around the outside.
Ooh.
It's strange to me that so many people visit that and... that's never been
discovered
before.
Yeah, it's because when they knew about it, apparently in 1916 or almost 20 past seven. First off, they thought it was a natural formation.
Okay.
And then they thought it was maybe for drinking holes for cattle and stuff like that. But because of the technology now, they've been mapping
they've been able
it
to see.
And there's just stuff all over the gaff.
Wow.
Just all over the gap. Archaeologists remove layers of loose clay.
Is that what the report said?
Nah,
it's just stuff all over
myself.
The gaff, guys.
in the science journals. Yeah. They think it could be at least 4,500 years old.
Wow. Far out.
The main theory is it could actually be a boundary, and it also guided people towards the religious sites and warned others not to cross the boundaries.
So it's kind of like a fence around Stonehenge, like a massive fence.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but if you actually check it out online, you can see all the things that they're finding, and they're still finding stuff. It's funny, I read three different articles about this, and three different universities got mentioned. It's a huge under thing going on. No one really knows what Stonehenge is all about.
See, that's what I find amazing about Stonehenge is they still don't really know what it does, why it was there.
No.
They kind of know how old it is, but they... don't know how they managed to move it.
No.
Because the stone, doesn't some of the stone come from like Wales or something?
It comes from Wales, yeah.
Yeah, and this is like right down near Cornwall.
I reckon they use like logs. They do the log thing when you put them on and you can just
roll them along.
You roll it.
Like when you've got a big piece of furniture to move out of
thing
your flat.
Thing is, I couldn't find it, but years and years ago I read an article like in the 1800s or something when no one really cared about it.
Wait, you were in the 1800s?
No, well, I was, yeah. That's when I was working up, I was a chimney sweep. In the 1800s, they reckon no one cared about it, and the farmer owned the land, and most of the stones had fallen down and he picked them up. I don't know how he did that, but he thought
that
just...
He's a very
like
strong farmer.
I don't know if that might be a myth, Rob. You might have been sucked into that one.
Yeah, well, and that's why
they
I've always thought it was a bit... Oh, no, they're not actually. They're made out of styrofoam.
That's how they moved it back then. They just carried the styrofoam down.
Yeah, really interesting. So it's one of them things they found it, but they don't know really what it is.
They don't know what it is yet. It's pretty spooky. Have you ever been to Stonehenge, Rob?
I went past it on the... I didn't bother getting out the coach.
It's pretty spooky.
I see it and it's just brilliant.
Some big rocks, nice,
yeah,
good stuff.
Some falling over and some are standing up. It's great.
Al has texted in, Rob, to say that you say Stonehenge just like they do and this is Spinal Tap in the documentary.
Okay. Stonehenge.
Stonehenge.
Right, now this is more interesting to me. Bjork has announced three shows in August in Reykjavik.
Oh.
Complete with concert goers. They will be live streamed to raise money for domestic women's charities.
Cool.
In both Iceland and worldwide. She told me that we're going to celebrate. We're all healthy.
Did you call your phone?
Yeah. we're all exiting quarantine together. The matinee concerts have been dubbed Bjork Orchestral.
Oh, very cool.
And are on the 9th, 15th and 23rd of August and will be unplugged or acoustic and performed without beats and electronics.
That sounds very cool.
I am, that's some of me.
So we can watch that, can we?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
So
live really, streaming really some Bjork concerts. That sounds fantastic.
Right. Now, I asked Rachel last week a subject for a poem.
Yes.
And I have it now.
Here I think we need to get your poetry sting, Rob. Okay. I think we need, like, poetry corner with Robert Bollocks.
No, I thought the Bard of Bollocks.
The Bard of Bollocks is much better.
And this is called Going Out.
All right.
Okay. It was a bit of acting involved here right at the beginning,
okay.
Right?
Well, okay, get ready. Listeners can't see that, though.
Well, I'm just telling you because you wonder why I'm doing it. Right. Here we go. Yay! That was it. Yay! Let's all sing. Let's all shout. At last live music and DJs, we can all go out. So a big thank you to Jacinda Ardern. She should be the national emblem for Get the Silver Fern. Whether you like her politics or not, our luck is New Zealand to have her in the number one spot. To me, she always seems so within reach, and she never once suggested ingesting bleach. There's just one thing I'd ask. Let's keep the community spirit going. That would be so class. Hang on.
Page flip.
Seamless page going. Being nice is really simple. You can get more done, and in the right circumstances, things can be fun. So when you're all out and about and walk into a place, think about this. Try leaving everyone with a smile on their face. Don't be a dick.
Oh,
that was almost
well done,
ASMR
Rob.
At the end. Don't
that
be a dick
fantastic.
Is a good bit of advice for getting out and about. Fantastic poem, Rob.
We need to collate these all in a book or something.
Oh, I've started doing it.
Okay.
Poetry journals.
Well, yeah, I can see the book you're collating them in. I think we need another one.
Yeah, okay.
Rob, that was fantastic. Thank you very much.
And I've asked for a tune now, Lena Lovitz.
You have. I'm going to hit the sting and then we're going to hit the track.
Lucky Number is such a good song.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Rob, would you like people to text in some suggestions?